This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Yeah, so great to be with you. Welcome. Hour number two underway. We were talking about all the reasons why the Democrats may pull off a blue wave last hour. But this hour, Juliana Zobrist is going to join us in the ladies' lounge. Looking forward to that. But I've agreed to take your calls just a little bit longer so we can finish, you know, kind of put a button on the previous conversation. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Some of you did not get in. You wanted to get on. We'll get to your calls just momentarily, so hang in there. I did want to get to one kind of ultimate response. Don Lemon and all those people responded to the statement that the one commentator made, that Kanye West is what happens when Negroes read. That was his quote. As if you agree with Kanye and you disagree, I guess, thereby with Don Lemon and his cast that were there, then you must be the idiot of the bunch. Herschel Walker, former football standout. He also, by the way, was a black belt martial artist. He boxed for a period of time. Very, very gifted athlete in a lot of ways. Really let the Don Lemon crew have it. He went on Twitter. In fact, we've got a little piece here. Go ahead and roll that, Nick. This was very, very interesting because as a young guy, he had, you know, this freakish athleticism. Go ahead and let that music roll. He was involved in all these different sports and so forth. But now, you know, he's a little bit older. He's in his 50s. He's a little bit older than me. But, man, he was fired up because he got on Twitter and said to Don Lemon and all of them that were there that he did not much appreciate what Don Lemon had said, the fact that he laughed about Kanye West's visit to the White House, and the Bakari Sellers and Tara Setmeyer were the other two that were contributing to those comments. But when they said Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read, that's what Sellers said in a statement, and then she said he's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This really did not sit well, and he just went right after them then on Twitter the next day, and I think we have those comments for you here. This was, I guess, not as good of an idea as I thought it was. Went to bed appalled over Don Lemon's despicable behavior with the two guys. Awful remarks about Kanye West's visit with Donald Trump. Woke up wondering why CNN doesn't take all three off the air. We'll end it there. It's really interesting because the Democratic Party has had a monolithic kind of chokehold on the black community. And this year you've got a ton of people that are speaking up saying, hey, we had a black president and we had terrible unemployment. We had black president and we had terrible job creation. We had a black president and things in the African-American community did not get better. And some of these people are seeing the progress that's being made in their neighborhoods now, and they want that to continue. Which is why another reason I want to know, do you think the blue wave is going to come about? What's the policy that the Democrats are pushing right now, other than is Trump colluding with Russians or whatever? I mean, that's not policy. That's an identity politics thing. Oh, he's a crook. We're going to get him. Okay, so maybe that's what you run on. I don't know. But what policies are you going to bring to office that you're going to change? Are you going to undo the job progress? Are you going to undo the tax and regulation burdens that businesses have so that they start taking jobs away? I don't know, but I want to know what you think. Let's get Tom in here from Florida, listening on AM 570. I think that's WTBN there in the greater Tampa area. Tom, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I just need to comment. I just get tired of people saying generalities and little pieces of conversations without backing things up. I've never heard Hillary say anything about knock him or hit him or hit him in the knees or whatever you were saying earlier. And I'm a Christian Democrat. I believe that the only way to get to heaven, to get to God, is through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. And I'm tired of Republicans always bashing Democrats all the time. I hate it. You know, it's like Trump is not God. I wish people would understand that. Trump is not God.
Okay, Tom, take a breath.
Well, come on.
Take a breath. This is a conversation, not a monologue.
Well, I'm tired of it.
Well, okay, but I'm tired of you supporting candidates that kill unborn children. So we can both be tired of something.
Yeah, we can both be tired, but you can't prove that. I've heard, you know, somebody told me that a couple years ago. Oh, Obama's an abortionist. How do you prove that? You don't prove that. I mean, it's just
Tom, again, let me just, you know, it's pretty evident through his voting record what he supported.
A woman's right to choose, yes.
Okay.
A woman's right to choose.
To choose what, though? What is she choosing between?
She's choosing what to do with her body. I can't tell a woman what to do with her body.
You don't believe that the child is a separate being?
Yes, it is a separate being.
With a separate DNA code created by, wait a minute, who put the DNA code in the child?
God did, but she is, I mean, suppose she was raped or something like that.
Yeah, which happens in 0.001% of all the cases that they're done. See, you're not a Christian, Tom. How dare you say that? Because of what you believe. Jesus' words, I have every right. Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. How can the children come unto him? Pull him out until I'm done. How can the children come unto him when you are supporting their execution in the womb, Tom? Please answer me that question.
You've already pulled me up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
A Christian and not as God. The only one who knows if someone is a Christian or not is God. And, you know, that's...
You're known by your fruit, Tom. You're known by your fruit.
Well, you know what? I'm also gay, and that's not supported by the Republican Party.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's not supported by Scripture, if you want to know the truth. Pull him back in. If you want to know what God says about that, it's not...
Oh, gosh.
He says,
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but so that...
So why do you identify yourself then, Tom? Let me ask you that. If that's your primary identity, why do you identify yourself by the sex you would prefer to have?
I don't. Christian is first.
Okay, but why do you even call yourself a gay man?
Well, because that's who I prefer, but we're not talking about it. We're talking about Republican and Democrat right here.
Do you act on that preference?
The only thing you need...
Do you act on the preference?
I have on occasion in my life,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay. Are you currently practicing abstinence now?
Why are we? We're talking about Republican and Democrat.
No, we're not. And that's where you're mistaken. We're not talking about. And thanks for the call, Tom. That's so telling. We're not talking about. We're not ever talking about just Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, I'm asking which party you think is going to do better in the fall. But worldview doesn't stop at the party's edge. A worldview is something that lives all the way through you. And I find it incredibly intriguing that people that identify, they want to identify as a Christian, and they say, well, we believe that we are Christians, but then they don't want to believe anything that Christ believed, and they don't want to practice anything that he said to do, and they don't want to follow the guidance for life that he gave in the Bible. That this is astounding to me. Say, well, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but I think that small children can be murdered without any type of penalty. I believe I can practice any kind of sexual practice that I want to practice, and there's nothing that the Scripture says about that. Probably believe that welfare and socialism and any number of other things are a, quote, morally good thing, when Scripture says that it is better for a man to work if he would like to eat. There's all kinds of, like, direct biblical connections to all of these issues. But people like Tom don't want to be confronted with the reality that that's the kinds of stuff that Scripture says. So I'm not here to bash anybody, but you also don't get to call in and just say anything you want without having the right to be challenged. Because you have the right to say what you want, I have the right to challenge you. That's the beautiful thing about America. Now, Tom's going to get mad. Maybe he's going to come chase me out of a restaurant. Maybe he's going to, when I go low, maybe he's going to kick me. Maybe he's not going to be civil until the Democrats get power again. But anyway, that's that. all right, coming up next, it's time for the Ladies Lounge as we get into Saturday here. And Juliana Zobrist, who is the wife of former World Series MVP Ben Zobrist, is going to join us. She's a model, an author, a singer, a songwriter. She has done a number of things, and she has a brand new book called Pull It Off. It's all about identity, and I want you to enjoy the conversation as she joins me next. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We'll take more of your calls later in the hour, 888-340-3373. But one of the things we do every single week here at Radio Night Live is we open up the Ladies Lounge. And this is expressly for brilliant women that I just feel like need more airtime and should be given a little bit more of a spotlight than what they've been given. And my next guest is no stranger to that. In fact, this is her second time to be with us. She is the wife of World Series MVP Ben Zobrist, but she is a talented author, singer, songwriter, model. She's done a number of things so well. And Juliana Zobrist, it is great to have you back at Kevin McCullough's microphone.
Thank you for having me.
The woman with the most difficult name to pronounce in all of baseball.
Yes.
What's the most common mispronunciation of
Zobrist?
Oh, like
yeah,
Favre.
Zobrist. Yeah. Yes.
A Brett Favre thing.
Yes.
Well, how are they doing this year? How are the Cubs? See, we're in Yankee territory up here, so I don't know anything.
No, that's fine. I mean, I know my husband is killing it, yeah. And I know the Cubs are in first, but that's what I know.
You're going to win the division and go back to the series, and there's not going to be a second curse because it's going to be broken, and it's already done.
Yeah, the curse has already been broken.
Yeah,
my husband has anything to say about it, we will win a ring every single year.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, he's not... he's not one of the names that gets every highlight on SportsCenter, but where he goes, success often follows.
Absolutely. I mean, he's the hardest working man I've ever laid eyes on. So I have no
doubt.
You're
required
that he's
to say
always...
that because of the wedding ring.
I mean, I am, but at the same token, it's actually true.
That's okay. My wife thinks I'm the most brilliant voice on radio, so I don't have the heart to tell her the truth otherwise. Hey, you've written a brand new book called Pull It Off, Removing
Yes.
Your Fears and Putting on Confidence. I want to talk about it a little bit, but the last time you were here, I want to catch up. You were touting a CD,
mm-hmm.
and I've followed your YouTubery, and you've been doing the national anthems at a lot of places. What's the music life doing right now, and what are your plans in that arena?
Yeah, so we just recorded 3 new songs that are all around the concepts of the book.
Oh, nice.
And so as we do this book tour, book launch, it's also sort of launching this music, and we're doing a lot of live events across the nation and speaking events as well.
That'll be fantastic. You said a lot of things when you were with us last time. You've done a lot of different things, musician, baseball wife, et cetera, et cetera. But one of your deepest joys in life is being a wife and a mom. And you talked about how you really had an opportunity to start telling women about that. I'm sure there's a lot of that in this book. I can just guess from the title. But where are you getting the most satisfaction, I guess, from all of your different endeavors right now?
Oh, man. Well, definitely my children, you know, watching them
grow
up.
How old are they now?
9, 6, and 2.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Like bottomless treasure chests. It's just such a joy to get to adorn them with what I find and get to reaffirm, this is who you are, and this is how God made you, and, like, these are the gifts that you have, and this is amazing. This is what makes you unique. So that's been such a joy for me.
Very, very cool. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
I was kidding with you before we went on the air, because if you've seen Juliana in person, you already have a sense of where I'm going to go with this. But the book is black and white. It's just got a white background on the cover, and then there's these big, like, 3-inch block letters. Pull It Off. In kind of a charcoal gray, and her name's across the bottom. And then there's just these splashes of colors, but it just happens to be what she's wearing. Juliana has probably the most colorful sense of style of anybody that's adorned my studio, at least.
Thank you.
What goes into your... I'm just curious, because my wife's kind of a fashion file. She follows everything. She,
yes.
You know, Instagram. She watches the Instagrams, and she knows where to get the shoes on sale at the right time, the right price, and that's all cool because it saves me money. But how would you describe your style? What would the classification of it be?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot, and it's always a difficult question for me to answer, because I just love anything colorful. Yeah. I love anything unique. I love adventure and curiosity and all of these things. So if something strikes me as new and fun and inventive, then I'm typically drawn to that type of thing.
This is also why you're a musician on some level, because creative people are creative in multiple areas. It's not just one, usually, area that they have.
Yeah, it's a different part of the same muscle to me.
Yeah. Well, the book, it deals with confidence, it deals with brilliance, it deals with removing your fears. Talk to me about what the motivation and the thought was behind Pull It Off, Removing Your Fears and Putting on Confidence by Juliana Zobrist.
Well, that's the question that I get asked most often is, how do you pull it off? And sometimes it's in a kind manner, sometimes it's like, you know, how are you pulling that off? I don't get it, you know.
Is it ever asked in a jealous manner?
I mean, like,
how are you pulling it off?
I don't know, but sometimes people will say, I could never pull that off. And so as I started thinking about the book and actually putting my heart down on paper and wanting to expand this message of my heart outside of a 3.5-minute song, I started asking the follow-up question to these women, who's telling you that you can't? Why are you saying I could never pull that off? Who's telling you that you can't? And my expectation was something tangible, you know,
right.
Time, finance, family, religiosity, whatever. And there was 9 times out of 10, never an answer for me. I guess I just don't think I could, you know. And although most often it's about clothes, the underlying question to me is what was so profound, because I found that although circumstantially our lives all look so different, none of us have the same life, but we all still deal with these issues of insecurity, of self-doubt, of wanting to be confident, of wanting to know our true value and worth, and really wanting to pull off in life what it is that we feel called to pull off. So between our worth and between our confidence lies these roadblocks of fear and insecurity. So what are the tools that we can have to use to fight against those and
right.
use them.
Now, you are a believer in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There are many people that are listening to us that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Do the rules about pulling it off apply equally to people of faith and people not of faith? Are there some universal principles that you've tapped into this? Or is it something that people that follow the same faith path as you have to follow in order to access it?
No, it's for everybody. It truly is, because I do believe that when you understand your worth and your value, which to me, that's an imprint. Mm-hmm. That's not something that you just gain. That's something that I believe God has said. He's created every man and woman in his own image. So regardless of whether or not you believe, I think that God has already imprinted himself and given you this intrinsic value and worth. So when you feel and understand and know your value and worth, then you're able to look at these moments of fear and insecurity and actually utilize them and use them as your catalyst to courage and confidence.
All right, so hold that thought right there. Juliana Zobrist, our guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we will get more into what her book is about, Pull It Off. You may recognize her last name. She is the wife of Cubs slugger Ben Zobrist, and we're honored to have her with us tonight. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get a sneak peek at some of her music from behind the scenes as well. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live, and tonight an opportunity for you to pick up a free sample of our brand new sponsor's product, the CoQ10 Energy Healthy Energy Drink. KMCfree.com. I'm going to pay for the sample. I'm going to pay for your shipping. We're going to send it to you absolutely no charge. Just go to KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com. Hydrate and energize, caffeine-free, sugar-free, carb-free, and 4 times the absorbable CoQ10 of most CoQ10 products that are on the market right now. It's healthy, good for your heart, good for your joints, and it will keep you energized. KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com. Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
4 USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who had been held in Turkey since 2016, accused of helping to plot a coup against a Turkish president, meets with President Trump in the Oval Office.
Could I ask you one question? Who did you vote for? I knew the answer. I knew the answer.
I would like to say I sent in an absentee ballot from prison.
At least 17 dead, nearly 900,000 people in seven states still without power, all because of Michael. Al Caffey is mayor of Mexico Beach, Florida.
75% of our city's not here.
Rescuers still need to get into many of the hardest hit areas. Although 30 million Facebook users had their personal information stolen by hackers last month, Facebook Vice President Guy Rosen says there's no need to change your password. The FBI is investigating the hack, which included things like phone numbers and emails. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Before we get back to Juliana, she's got some music that's out, and she's done a couple of videos. And Nick, let's just give them a sample. The one that I said before the show I'd like to do, we can do that one. But if that one's not cueable, let's just but give them a sample of one of these, because I want people to enjoy a little bit of what Juliana does.
Haunting me.
So there's just a little sample, and Juliana, congratulations. Very well done, as always. The book is called Pull It Off, and it's all about confidence. It's all about having confidence. What is a stumbling block? Why do people get tripped up? Why do women get tripped up in the confidence arena?
One of the biggest in our culture right now is this message that we're fed of fearlessness. Like, be fearless and don't care what anybody thinks. And I'm sitting over here going, but I do. Like, right. Not a day goes by where I don't, in some form or fashion, care about what somebody's thinking of me. So I think first and foremost, we have to redefine what fear is used for and what it can be used for and what insecurities can be used for. To me, they're intended to be doors. And when you actually look at your insecurity in the face and name it and tell it exactly what it is, then that gives you the moment of being able to exercise your courage, which in turn gives you confidence.
Hmm.
So we have to reframe the way that we look at insecurity. We also have to reframe this expectation of fearlessness, because there is nobody that's fearless.
That's kind of an external blockage, right? So
yes.
It's the culture saying be fearless. Are there significant internal blockages that get in the way
mm-hmm.
of stopping the process?
Yeah, definitely our own attempt to try and fit into what the culture is telling us. Chapter 2 of the book is called Don't Should on Me.
And this is a common phrase that you
use. It is. S-H-O-U-L-D. Don't Should on Me. And really what I'm doing is...
Thank you for being so careful.
You're so welcome.
So refreshing. Because I can just see the phone starting to ring.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But the point of the chapter is that we need to illuminate what is the culture speaking to us. What are the trends that are speaking to us? What's even just our... it's not bad, but what is our national trend? You know, we have ways of living in our nation that really are very different when you look globally, and that's okay, but not everything is something that we need to adhere by.
Hmm.
So when I have traveled around the nation speaking at different churches and events, I've realized that every single state has its set of shoulds. Every single state has its trend. Every single church has their sets of shoulds. You know, you should dress like this or you shouldn't, or you should play music that sounds like this or you shouldn't. And really at the end of the day, when you realize that shoulds are simply individual opinions and preferences,
mm-hmm.
unique to individuals,
mm-hmm.
then that frees you up to be educated. That frees you up to look at what people are doing and choosing in their own lives and say, all right, I'm going to be educated on this in my own way and then make my own decision and own my own life. So that's where the don't should on me comes in.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because having been raised in the South, and particularly in the Bible Belt and in very, very strict kind of fundamentalist Bible teaching
mm-hmm.
churches when I was growing up, there were a lot of shoulds.
Yes.
You know, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't go with girls who do. Some of my family didn't go to movies, they didn't dance. There were
right.
all kinds of things that you shouldn't do. And it wasn't always, as I am getting old now, it wasn't always looking back that they were trying to rob me of fun. There was a desire, I think, by my grandparents in their kind of clumsiest way, to try to encourage a certain degree of holiness or of wanting to be pleasing to God
mm-hmm.
in a more simplistic way of putting it. It's even in my bride's household, she'll tell this story often, but her mom, okay, so she's 10 years younger than me, and she was going to church in one of the large kind of modern kind of seeker churches in Southern California when she was in elementary and junior high school. And all the way up to, like, eighth grade, her mom made her wear dresses and tights and patent leather shoes
yes.
and everything else
yes.
To go to church every Sunday.
Yes.
And she's sitting in a carpeted gym room. Everybody else is in blue jeans and shorts and tattered T-shirts and
yes.
everything else. And she felt out of place and
mm-hmm.
awkward. But for her mom, it was, I'm training her to respect God when we go to worship.
Mm.
For her, it was mortification
right.
at being so awkward in front of everybody else. Now, she's, you know, a grown woman now, impeccable in terms of...
And we'll finish up that thought. Juliana, I just realized we've got to take a break. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
10-888-34-
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And again, a very unique opportunity tonight because our new sponsor, CoQ10ergy, the healthy alternative to things like Red Bull and Monsters and all those. If you need a little pick-me-up at like 2 in the afternoon because you're just dragging, but you don't want to put unhealthy stuff in your body, if you'd like 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10, if you'd like sugar-free, carb-free, but delicious nutritional energy. This is it, and you've got a free sample coming your way if you act on it tonight. Go to the website, kmcfree.com, healthy energy, joint health, heart health, everything is benefited by it, kmcfree.com. I'm even going to pay for the shipping, but you can get your free sample of CoQ10ergy tonight if you request it online, kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com. You can do that from your phone, your portable device, etc. We're visiting with Juliana Zobrist, who is the wife of Ben Zobrist, the former World Series MVP, and it's in the Ladies' Lounge that we do this every week. And always glad to get caught up on people that have really important things to say. And one of the things I love about this segment is that it gives those women that very opportunity. We're speaking with Juliana Zobrist, the wife of the baseball player for the Chicago Cubs, who's going to win another World Series this year. But she's a talented musician and now author of the book called Pull It Off, Removing Your Fears and Putting On Confidence. It's all about this idea of confidence and living what you even call in another chapter the uninhibited life. I want to get to a couple of other of these ideas. But let me ask you about the challenge of what faith does or does not. Does faith complicate or decomplicate some of what you're talking about here? Because I was just remembering what you were saying about the women and how they can encourage one another, but then there's that kind of herd mentality that can also make someone feel condemned if they're not just like all mm-hmm. the rest. Is the church more insulated in that way in your thinking than the world generally? And I guess part of the reason why I ask is because, you know, I'm at Fox every week, and there's always a liberal that I'm on against. So I'm constantly, even in the Fox News arena, dealing with someone who's diametrically opposed to me. And the challenge for me is to make friends and to develop conversation and community with that person, even if we're going to go on screen and argue about something for 3 minutes. When we get off, we still have to deal with each other. So I want to try [S2] Right. [S1] To build those bridges. Is the church helpful, or does it, depending on how it's structured, keep people kind of locked into what you're talking about here and not letting them be uninhibited?
Yeah, I think as a probably very overgeneralization, I would say that it...
We'll admit that up front.
Yes, that it does somewhat inhibit us from being able to dialogue with people. A lot of what I speak to is valuing understanding over being right. And a lot of people wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but I do think that the beginning of love is just being willing to listen, mm-hmm. being willing to understand, seeking to empathize with somebody on a humanity, on just a basic human level first and foremost, and really to love one another by understanding them before needing to prove our rightness. I think that is God's work. It's our work to speak into that when it makes sense, but I don't think that's really what we need to lead with oftentimes, unless of course you're a pastor and you're on, and that's your job is to teach truth. Right. So,
that's really profound, Juliana. It's, understanding, say it again. I want to make sure I get the wording correctly.
Valuing understanding over valuing being right.
Right. No, it's so powerful. Actually, someone told me, and your publicist who's in the studio with us, Leslie, might even know this name, Mike Kellogg from Moody Broadcasting 100 years ago when I was working in Chicago, told me over lunch one day, he goes, Kev, some of the most powerful words that you'll ever learn in life is this phrase, you may be right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you are,
right?
But I'm saying I can give room, I can allow room within the ether of what we're dealing with to allow that. And there's, I think that touches on what you're talking about, that there's a certain degree of esteem that you give someone, even if you disagree for really legitimate reasons, leaving open the possibility leaves open the relationship. And that's kind of the bottom line.
Yes, we have to remember that. Every man and woman was created in the image of God, that he has given us that value, regardless of what you believe.
Yeah.
And so simply because of that, I believe that we're all walking fractions of who God is. We all, you know, display a different part of his character or his person or the way that he looks visually or his natural proclivity or whatever, his expression, that we all in some way are expressing who he is.
Mm.
And when we can believe that and begin to see that and search for that in other people, then it becomes so much less about a competition or a comparison and so much more about celebrating and championing the diversity and individuality of others, which is largely missing, mm-hmm. I believe, in the church especially. But I talk about in the book a little bit, unity, not uniformity, that we need to be able to be unified without requiring uniformity with one another, because God has made us intentionally to be very, very different and intentionally to carry a different fraction of who he is, because if any one of us could carry all of it, then we would be Jesus, and he's already done that.
That's right.
There's really no need for another one of those.
Right.
Last question. What do you want people to come away from reading Pull It Off? Thinking, knowing, understanding. If they take one thing away from the book, what's the one thing you really want them to come away with?
I want them to understand their worth. I want them to know that they are loved by God, understood by me as much as I can, and ultimately to reframe the way that they look at fear and insecurity, to look at those moments as opportunities to begin to exercise courage.
That is such good stuff. And Juliana, congratulations on
Thank
the success.
Thank you so much.
You cannot miss it, friend. I was joking about how drab the cover is, because it is all in black and white, but then there's Juliana on the cover in like this beautiful fluorescent hue of colors. Yeah.
Tutus.
Oh, that's
yes.
what they are.
There's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eight tutus stacked on one another.
And you're in there somewhere.
I'm in there somewhere.
Anyway, you'll not miss it if you see the cover. It'll stand out. And it's been endorsed by some really cool people, Mark Batterson of the National Community Church and Jessica Mendoza, Olympic softball gold and silver medalist. Juliana, it's great to have you. Thanks for being
here. Thank you so much.
And we do appreciate it. So check it out, Amazon.com. You can get the book. Kevin McCullough, final few minutes of tonight with another highlight from my recent trip overseas when we continue and close out on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
you're joining us on Biz TV Coast to Coast, that beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan. We regularly have that for you here on Radio Night Live. And we do because we know it's a beautiful shot and we love being able to show it to you. But this last week, the reason I wasn't on the air last Saturday live, and you had a little bit of a best of that night, is that I was able to whisk my lovely bride away for a 6-day, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend some time in a city that we'd both been to independent of each other. But this, and on our kind of 15th wedding anniversary observation, we were able to go back together and to create some cool memories, one of which had to do with the Le Tour Eiffel. Nick, do you have the lighting up? So what? So after 9/11, they started lighting up the Eiffel Tower, and as Paris has gone through a couple of terror attacks, they've continued to do this. But every night it starts just buzzing with lights. And if you're watching on Biz TV, that was we were able to capture it. It starts at the top of the hour, and they go for like 5 minutes, and so it's really quite cool. So that was a very special thing. We'd always wanted to see that. We got to see it in person. It was lovely. The final day there, we were trying to literally race back from the Arc de Triomphe to catch our Uber to get to the airport on time. And as we were changing trains in the lower catacombs of the subway, we happened across maybe the most unique street performers I've ever seen. And these were 10 string players, all of rather remarkable quality. And this is what that sounded like. Nick, go ahead and fire that up. Oh, okay. It was the string players. There should be in the file. I thought we had pulled that out earlier. But anyway, it was so incredible. Here we go. This is a touch of it. It's Pachelbel's Canon being played in the subway. Just take a listen to this. So just a little touch of the culture that we were able to enjoy. We ate a lot of good food. We didn't spend a lot on activities. We didn't go to a ton of museums. We took a lot of pictures around the countryside, around the sites in Paris. But what we did budget for, we spent on dinner. Because if you're in France with your beloved, and it's your 15th wedding anniversary, you need to do a dinner. So anyway, good to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
One and get the bed.